We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kevin Brock, who is the former assistant director of intelligence for the FBI. Kevin, it's great to speak with you today.
Hi, Annie. Nice to be here. Thanks.
So I was reading this article that you contributed to The Hill, and there are so many good points in this article, but one of the important things that you set up at the beginning is how hapless Congress is and has been for so much time. And the focus now, you listen to Chuck Schumer talking there about how, you know, the number one thing they need to do is protect our elections as if it's already been stolen. In your experience of being in the intelligence community and watching the Mueller report come to be and then the investigation now into the investigation, what do you think about Congress's role as they're playing it now under Jared Nadler?
Well, as I make clear in the article, the Congress has become a little bit of a parody of itself. And I use an analogy and say that we're really down to 2.1 branches of government instead of three full branches of government. The Congress has become a little more than a withered twig because, Annie, what they're doing is they're holding these committee hearings and flinging around subpoenas that have no basis and no legal basis to be issued, contempt citations and that type of thing. They've become a political three-ring circus, even more so than I think we've seen in the recent past. And that's saying something. And so the American people, I think, are seeing through this. They're realizing that Congress really isn't fulfilling a role as a sober body of individuals considering weighty matters. They're basically just playing to politics, playing to the camera, and really not getting to the truth. And what we've experienced over the last 2 to 3 years begs for an exposure of truth, an uncovering of what really happened, what we went through, and seeing our government investigate a presidential campaign. It really doesn't matter whether it's a Republican campaign or a Democrat campaign. The fact that the powers of government were levied against a presidential campaign in the way they were over the last 3 years is disturbing. And I don't think we're going to get the answers out of Congress. I think we're going to have to look towards the Attorney General and his efforts to really examine how all of this started to finally uncover the truth.
We're speaking with Kevin Brock, the former Assistant Director of Intelligence for the FBI. Your headline really says it all because it starts with a question, want the truth? And I think that we are so used to, as consumers of news and media in this day and age, you know, you listen to the people you're familiar with and you hear what they say and then you go about your day. But I think the American people are starving for some truth, whether it means it's good for their political party or bad for their political party. Across the board, our news media would do a great service to this country if they cared about the truth. You say that if you want the truth, Bill Barr is where you're going to get it from. What do you think about this attorney general and his efforts to try to uncover the real actual truth?
I think his instincts are right. I think what he is seeing, and the fact that he was an attorney general previously, 25 years ago, means that he has some familiarity with how law enforcement is supposed to act in this country, how the intelligence community is supposed to act, what their lanes in the road are, what they can and can't do. He has those policy and procedural familiarities. He knows what the attorney general guidelines are. These are a set of policy prescriptions for federal law enforcement, what they can and cannot do when they initiate an investigation, particularly into a U.S. citizen. And so he sees some patterns of behaviors early in the nascent stages of the Trump campaign, where it looks like individuals associated with the government were not quite clear whether they were sources of the CIA or the FBI or both, rub up against the Trump campaign and start asking questions and gathering intelligence without any type of formal investigation or directive in place. that just can't be done. So that's disturbing on its face. We see the deployment of a government employee in an undercover role against members of the Trump campaign. Again, that's a highly restricted technique that there's some indications was deployed without proper authorization. And we see an FBI investigation initiated, and this is where I'm mostly concerned. We see an FBI investigation initiated based on a justification that might have been engineered by government confidential sources. In other words, the government enabled its own investigation. That can't be. And as any American should be concerned about, the government exercising its authorities outside of the procedures that are, and policies that are in place that enable it to be able to do so. And so that's what Bill Barr wants to get to. He says, were the rules followed? James Comey says everything was done by the book. If it was, let's take a look. Let's see if it really was done by the book. If it was, then we can reassure America. If it wasn't, then we have the possibility of a government or a political party leveraging the authorities of government to go after another political party, and that's going to beg for reform.
Kevin, you've served as the former assistant director of intelligence for the FBI. You've seen all of the news come out, as we all have, but you have that extra knowledge and understanding of how that type of a institution is run and what is permitted and what isn't permitted. Do you have concerns over the information that is available to the general public from what you've heard into how this investigation into President Trump and his campaign was conducted?
Yes, I do. And it's based mostly on the statements that have been made by former FBI Director James Comey, by his Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, in congressional testimony, so it's on record statements. Then they have they've made statements publicly by writing books or holding town halls on CNN and other formats that give those of us who have deep experience in counterintelligence investigations over a quarter of a century in the FBI pause and concern, because what they're saying doesn't indicate normal practice and procedure. The most glaring example is the fact that James Comey initiated a counterintelligence investigation into a presidential campaign and then ran that investigation out of his office on the seventh floor of FBI headquarters. That just isn't done. FBI investigations are done out in the field offices by experienced counterintelligence agents familiar with all of the guidelines that are in place to protect the American people. And so it's concerning that it was handled in that way, and it raises questions as to why they did it that way. And there's other examples of things that they have said and done that give pause and raise the concern that perhaps part of their motivation was politically driven rather than investigatively driven.
So you think the American people have right to be concerned and want to actually have the truth, as you highlight here in the headline of your article about the investigation into that Mueller report, Mueller investigation?
It is vitally important. And the reason why is because we depend on the FBI to be objective, to be fair, to be impartial, to be apolitical, so that it can investigate issues of national security or corrupt activities on behalf of those that we've elected and sent to Washington in a dispassionate way.
Do you think that the actions of those names that we've seen in the national media and the coverage of this that seem very questionable, does that tarnish the entire FBI, or do you think it's a select few individuals that were at the core of this issue?
No, and that's an important point, and I appreciate you bringing it up, because as I stated before, this was an unusual situation where you had an investigation like this launched out of the director's office of the FBI. This was not an FBI investigation. This was a James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok investigation, and it was highly unusual. It does not and should not reflect on the good work done on a daily basis by the rest of the FBI. I think the FBI's integrity is intact in that regard, but I think the decisions by leadership at that time did damage, frankly, to the FBI, and the American people need to be reassured that they can trust the FBI, and that needs to be restored. So that's why, to your earlier question, that's why this is so important.
Kevin Brock, I agree with you completely. That is why the truth is so important. It's an honor to speak with you today. People need to check out your article at thehill.com. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.